Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tennessee, Florida, it's not quite the same as it has been, but it's still a very important game, I'd say, for both sides. So getting ready for tomorrow night's game. So it's a under-the-lights game between Tennessee and Florida this year.
What's been the sports talk vibe for you guys this week with Tennessee, Florida? You said not the same. What's been the vibe like?
Well, yeah, when I say not the same, it's not the same as when you have two teams that are kicking off the start of the SEC East race. That belongs to Georgia pretty firmly right now, it looks like. At least Missouri is going to take a crack at that. This is about two teams with first-year head coaches that are trying to get the programs going in the right direction. I think there are a lot of similarities between the teams and the programs with the issues they're facing. They both fired their coaches in the middle of the year. Last year, they had some kind of weird off-field situations going on. That's maybe putting it lightly with both schools, I guess. So yeah, it's just a different situation than we've seen in the past. It's not a sellout, or at least it wasn't earlier today at Neyland Stadium, which is a little hard to believe, but fans are still excited. And if Tennessee gets a win against Florida, it would be a big deal in Knoxville, no matter where Florida is.
Before we get to the next thing, I'll ask you this. Weather-wise, could we expect a Mose Phillips-type monsoon moment maybe tomorrow night, or they stay dry?
Yeah, you know, I hope it's not that, but there has been a little talk of, you know, what if things get – because, by the way, this has a chance to be an ugly game, whether you're playing in the most beautiful weather you've ever seen, or you've got a carryover from what we've had. This isn't set up to be the prettiest of football, but if you threw in bad weather into this game, then goodness. But rain is in the forecast for tomorrow, so be ready for anything. And then I already wonder, what are the coaches willing to let their quarterbacks do? Throw rain and wind into the equation and then see what the coaches call.
All right, so Josh Ward joins us every Friday, to talk about three key things for Tennessee. So three key things, Josh. What's thing number one?
All right, despite what I just said, I would say let Jared Garantano go a little bit. And I say part of that because he's been good so far. He has done what the coaches have asked of him, which is not that much, but he's taking care of the football. He's not really hurt Tennessee. He showed the ability to make some plays with his legs last week. You factor in the competition, it was UTEP, but still, that mobility was there. But also because I think Marquez Callaway and Juwan Jennings, especially in this kind of game, this feels like a Juwan game, considering what he did against Florida and Georgia a couple of years ago. But Josh Palmer has the ability to get open down the field. Give Garantano a chance to make some plays down the field. He has a number of receivers. Ty Chandler, who had the big long run last week, he could be an option as a slot receiver if you don't think you can get the running game going or you're struggling to do that. There are a number of ways to put Garantano in position to be successful.
All right, let's hear thing two.
Well, maybe I should have led with this because it seems like Jeremy Pruitt wants to talk about it at every press conference, and that is forcing turnovers. And Tennessee didn't force any last week against UTEP after UTEP had turned the ball over three times each against UNLV and Northern Arizona. And after the game, Jeremy Pruitt said that's not good enough. He's right. Tennessee lost the turnover battle last week 2-0. That doesn't matter against UTEP. It very much matters against Florida. If you lose the turnover battle in this game, good luck making up the difference. And I think Jeremy Pruitt also looks at his offense and says it might need a little help. So he asks his defense. Remember, Jeremy Pruitt is making the calls on defense to make some plays.
All right, and the third thing, Josh, for Tennessee tomorrow against Florida.
Well, we can't get out of this conversation without talking about the line of scrimmage, can we? Because it's still a big topic, and the offensive line, it showed maybe signs of being better, and I think a lot of times we're going to look at it and say, hey, run left, run behind or around Trey Smith at left tackle, but which team can be better up front? Because I think this is one of the similarities. Tennessee and Florida are both saying, hey, we've got some older guys here. We've got some experience on the offensive and defensive lines. Why aren't we getting better play? Why did Kentucky run for 300-plus against Florida? Why is Tennessee's senior defensive line not being able to get more pressure? And then both offensive lines, When is it going to come together? So that's a big part of this game. Who's better or who's worse up front? That's going to be a big factor between Tennessee and Florida.
Hey, Josh, I'm sort of a sucker for nostalgia. Has there been any talk about the 1998 team coming in-house, getting the guys amped up as far as, you know, the buzz around the stadium? Is that a big deal to the current players in the locker room? I know when that stuff happened for me, I love that.
Yeah, I think it is, and that's a good point because Jeremy Pruitt even made a mention at the end of his press conference on Wednesday that he hopes some of what the 98 guys brought to the program then and that passion they have for Tennessee football, that could rub off on the players. So I do wonder, does Tennessee's football team hear from Al Wilson at some point this weekend, hear from some of those leaders on that 98 team? Because the chemistry and the leadership is a big reason that 98 team won a national title, a big reason that they broke that losing streak to Florida 20 years ago. And I imagine that Jeremy Pruitt wants the current team to hear the message from the players who did it back in 1998.
Great stuff, Josh. How do you think this thing turns out, man?
You know what? At the beginning of the week, I said, I just think Florida's better. I think Florida's going to win. And the more I looked at the two teams and I hear about issues at Florida, I said, well, I also don't think we're seeing two particularly good teams. These are two unranked teams for a reason. I think the team that's at home under the lights with the 98 team being honored, I do think that adds to the atmosphere and the energy within the stadium. I have Tennessee getting out of there with a win by a point. So maybe I'm hedging a little bit by saying it's a point, but I think Tennessee gets the win.
All right. Well, either way, that's Tennessee plus four. So that's where I read that, Josh.
Yeah, Tennessee fans' pockets can still feel a little better either way on that one, right?
Tennessee Bobby.
No, I'm going money line just because you said so, Josh. So I already placed it.
I'll take a commission if I'm right when I talk.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, deal.
Hey, thanks, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, at @Josh_Ward, Josh Ward from WNML, as Mickey likes to throw in the Howard Stern WNML.